Welcome to another Taz Daddy podcast. I know it's been a minute, but I needed some Thanksgiving time, man. I had to recover from all of that turkey. Hope everything finds you well. The Taz Daddy podcast is being brought to you by livingthebiglife.com, the exclusive home for my TV show, Living the Big Life. You can check out the hottest celebrities, fashion tips, lifestyle tips, weight loss tips, the whole nine. It's right there at livingthebiglife.com, the community that's larger than life. And by my clothing sponsor, Tory Big and Tall, online at torybigandtall.com, you can get all kinds of amazing deals and gifts with free shipping at torybigandtall.com. And Taz Daddy's podcast is being brought to you by Common Sense Ain't Common, the Amazon.com bestseller, the practical guide to getting the most out of life by yours truly, with a foreword from Les Brown and a special introduction by Tariq Nasheed. Make sure you cop that book right now. Today, I want to talk about the importance of understanding your worth. So many times I hear people talk about what they know, what they think they know, and what they want to do. And honestly, you have to understand your worth, meaning you have to know exactly what it is that you bring to the table, and you can't make any apologies for it. So often we feel like, oh, well, what I do, a million and one other people do, and I can't add any value, and I'm not great. See, that's that negative talk getting into your brain. You got to understand something. Everybody has a gift. Every gift is different. I don't care what it is. If you go to 20 people's houses on Christmas Day and each kid or each person in the house gets an iPad 2, I'm sure they'll all be wrapped differently. So it's not about the gift. It's how you present it. It's how you package it. It's the little touches that make what you do so very critical and so very important. People come to me a lot and they say, well, Taz, I'm just keeping it real. You know, there's just so much competition out here and everything is going and I don't know what I'm gonna do next and so on and so forth. And the truth of the matter is, of course there's competition. There's over 6 billion people on the planet. So what? At the end of the day, there are McDonald's on every corner. There are Burger King's on every corner. There's Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and Popeyes. Somehow, all of them keep the lights on because there's plenty of people who want to eat, and not everybody feels like the same thing on the same day. So all of these businesses are functioning in a world full of competition. What makes you any less worthy? We have to start to get to work on what's happening inside of your soul. It is very important that you understand that you're not your name and you're not your body, but what you are is an entity within your physical body that drives everything. You're not your car, but when you get in your car moves. And so your soul needs to move towards a direction of positivity. Your soul needs to understand that what you are doing is going to have a great end result. And that end result is success. And trust me, success is not a destination, but it's a journey. And it is a journey that is wrought with peril. I'm not going to lie to you. Everything that I've been through, and I want to be really reflective about this, everything that I've been through has brought me to this very moment, has brought me to talking to you, to having podcasts on iTunes, to having over 1.5 million views on YouTube, to being successful in radio, to having it all and losing it all, to loving hard and losing love, to gaining the love of my life, to having no children, to having a child. Things happen, but it's how we respond. It's how we communicate. And it's the meaning behind the words. So if you're effective in the way that you communicate, your worth automatically shoots up. But to be effective, you have to remember in communication, there's a sender and there's a receiver. You may mean to send a message one way, but it could be perceived in a way that you were not anticipating. This is why we must choose our words so very carefully. It is critical that we take the time to not only choose the words we choose to speak, but understand the receiver who is going to be taking them in. We have to understand the psyche of a person, and that is what leads to success. I'll give you an example. I speak to different groups, different organizations all over the country, and via my podcasts all over the world. And I know that certain things are very universal. We all have a few basic needs. We want to be loved. We want shelter. We want food. We want security. We want stability. We want to be able to grow. And so those are the things that everybody wants. You have to also anticipate the things that everybody needs. And those needs vary from person to person and from group to group. The message that I will give for a homeless shelter that is looking for new funds or donations from different kinds of sponsors or patrons is not the same message I would give to a penitentiary. Yes, there'll be some similarities, but it's not the same message because the receivers are different. So once you understand that the receivers are different, you can move on to the next step, and that is composure. How do you react to adversity? What is it about you that triggers certain things in certain people? What is it that triggers you? What pushes your buttons? And how do you begin to control that? Here's what I know about you without knowing you personally. I know that you have gone through some problems. I bet 5 years ago you had a serious problem that you didn't know how you were going to solve. I bet it's not a problem anymore. The one thing that I know is that everything that has a beginning has an end. And when you get to the end, you realize that it wasn't worth half of the stress you were giving it. I'll go to say it's not even worth a tenth of the stress that you're giving it. And that's not to say you should just go through life ignoring your problems, but it is to say that you need to handle them differently. And that comes through composure. When you compose yourself, when you relax a little bit, when you put that smile on, when you feel good about yourself, when you understand what it is that you want to do, nothing in the world should be able to stop you from accomplishing that. But if people can come in and push your buttons and pick you apart very easily, it's because you're allowing that to happen. And at some point in your life, you're going to realize that composure will save you a lot of time. You need to compose yourself. Take a deep breath. My mother always said to me, think before you speak. And so I think. Not all the time, because sometimes things come out of my mouth and I'm like, oh my God, why the hell did I say that? Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh my gosh, it wasn't like that. You know, but that comes with growth and everybody's still growing. There are things I'm learning about myself on a daily basis. But once you can control yourself and be composed, you can move forward. And it's so important to move forward. Your worth is more than what you even consider it. I don't care if you think that what you have in the realm of ideas is worth $1 billion, it's probably worth 10. But you have to believe in that worth. Here's a quick way to decide whether or not you believe in your worth. If you have a lot of ideas going on in your head, a lot of things that you want to accomplish, so many directions in which you want to go, but you don't move towards any of them, you're telling yourself that you don't think you can do it. You don't think that you can pull it off. You have not drawn that definitive line in the sand and covered it with cement. What you've done effectively is decide to live a life of indecision. How can you live a life of indecision when there's so much greatness in you? It's a crime. Why have you been created? Why are there 6 million, 400 million, so many different sperm, and you're the one? You're the one who made it. So you have a purpose to fulfill before you die. And there's nothing in this life that's worse than a life that is unfulfilled. So why won't you move towards your purpose? Let me give you the most common excuses I hear. Well, it's expensive to get a website. GoDaddy has websites for $9.99, and you can get a hosting package for less than $50. Well, I don't know if what I have is good enough. Well, then it isn't. You know, my favorite book says the power of life and death is in the tongue. So if you're telling yourself that what you have isn't worth anything or isn't valuable enough that people will want it, then it's not. And no one will. And that's your fault. It's not my fault. It's not your mama's fault. It's not your deadbeat daddy's fault. It is your fault. There's an old proverb that says, the journey of 1,000 miles always begins with one step. Why can't you take that step? Fear is always going to be there. I am scared every time I speak publicly, and I've spoken to thousands of people. I just got off the stage at the Wells Fargo Center and spoke in front of 18,000 people. Do you think I was scared? Hell yeah, I was scared. Have I done it before? When I used to sing backgrounds for different groups and whatnot, and we'd be at places like Radio City Music Hall and Madison Square Garden, was I scared? Absolutely. But I took that step on that stage. I looked good, I felt good, and when that first note came out of my mouth, I was cool. When that first word came out of my mouth, I was cool, because at that point, the adrenaline will take over. Here's a scientific fact. Your brain processes anxiety and nervousness the same way as it processes excitement. It is your conscious or subconscious decision to decide what it is. There is nothing wrong with being nervous. There's nothing wrong with being scared. I'm always scared. And I know I just told you that, but I'm saying it again because I need you to understand that I'm telling the truth. I'm always scared. What if you don't like what I have to say? Not my problem. I'm here. You come to see me. That means I gotta come give it to you. That means I'm gonna make sure you get your money's worth or your time's worth. And I don't care what anyone else tells you in life. Your time is more valuable than your money. Your ideas are more valuable than your excuses. You have a right to be scared. But that right needs to be tempered with some kind of patience. You need to temper that right to be afraid with some kind of patience. And more importantly, you need to fire up that excitement, that nervousness, that fear and anxiety with some delivery. You've got to get out there and do. Just take a step, and then you'll take another step and another step. And before you know it, you'll look back at the trail you blazed, not the path you follow. So often people follow a path. Well, such and such did it this way, so I'm going to do it that way because that's the safe route. No, no, no. You ever notice that everyone who's come after Oprah or has come up trying to be like Oprah has fallen way short of the goal? That's because Oprah already blazed that trail. Why can't you blaze your own? You're totally capable of it. You have all of your faculties. You have everything going for you. Oh, well, we're in a down economy, Taz. We're in a recession. Yeah, trust me. I feel it. I'm not a rich man. I do okay, but I'm not a rich man. I know that we're in a recession. I know that things are difficult. I know that things are hard. I know you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. I know the bills are piling up, and once you pay them, they send you a thank you card and say, do it again. But what I know above all of that is that you're capable. I know that beside your ability to be capable to do this, you have to keep in mind one simple fact. Bill Gates started Microsoft in a recession. I had a friend of mine in Dallas who worked at a Waffle House, and he was a regional manager for all the Waffle Houses in North Texas. And you can imagine there are plenty. If you've never been to the Waffle House, get your butt down to the South and taste that deliciousness, people. But he said to me, he said, Taz, you know something? They keep talking about a recession, but there's no recession at this Waffle House. Scattered on two, smothered, covered, chunked, and capped. He's like, there is no recession at the Waffle House. Why? Because it's a good, tasty product and a lot of people like it. And if you move away from what you see on the news, if you move away from what your friends are telling you, if you move away from your significant other who is telling you you can't do it, you have to tell yourself that you can. It is possible. You are meant to be great. Who wants to be mediocre? Name me the silver medalist from the 1996 Olympics in gymnastics. I'll wait. You can't. No one remembers number two. Nelly said it best. Two is not a winner, and three, no one remembers. You need to be number one because you were number one coming out of that womb. Okay? When you die, you will be in that casket or that urn by yourself. When you face whatever deity you pray to or believe in, you will face that deity by yourself. You have to decide whether or not you can do it. And I'm telling you that you can do it. And even me telling you that you can do it isn't enough. If you don't believe and then back that belief up with some action, you deserve everything you get, which is probably nothing. This life is cool. It's vicious. It's rough, but damn, it's beautiful. I was outside just yesterday looking at the sun, and I rolled down the windows of my Jeep, and I just took in the air like, wow, I've got breath in my lungs, man. Wow. So many people didn't wake up this morning. That's a reality. And of those people, the majority of them have died without fulfilling their purpose. They weren't called here to be a cog in someone else's wheel. They were called to build the machine. And that's a big problem with the education system in America. America's education system is a farming system. And people get on me about this all the time, but you have to understand, I come from a long line of educators. My mother has 35 years in teaching. My stepfather had 40. And the one thing that I know for a fact is that America's education system is set up to teach you three things. First, get a job. Get a job. And the word job to me stands for just over broke. I don't want to be just over broke. I don't want to just scrape by. How can that be beneficial? How can I enjoy the sunshine if I'm scraping to get by? If I'm hustling and moving and shaking and doing all of these things that aren't really getting me anywhere? I can't do that being the background in someone else's foreground. There's a reason the group was called Gladys Knight and the Pips. Because everybody knows Gladys Knight. Quick, without using Wikipedia or Google, name me the Pips. I'll wait. You're not meant to be in the background. You are meant to shine. I got a good friend who sang backgrounds for so many people, it'll blow your head off. But she did her own thing. She stepped out on faith, and she's currently nominated for 2 Grammys. So congratulations to my good friend, Kelly Price. God bless you, sister. You have to step out on your faith. You have to believe in yourself. Even if you don't believe in God, you have to have some faith in you. I don't care what anyone else has to say. Even in my most insecure moments, I am my biggest fan. Because if you're not your biggest fan, how can anyone else be your biggest fan? If you can't advocate to yourself for yourself, how can you advocate for yourself with anyone else? If you don't think you're sexy, no one else will find you sexy. You have got to get your sexy on. And I mean that wholeheartedly. You got to step up. You really have to step up. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and hit you with the old, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me speech. But what I'm going to say to you is, you need to look in the mirror every day and say, I am the best in the world at what I do. People are changed by my presence. I am great because I exist and because I am willing to do the work to be even greater. If you do that every day, you will be amazed at how you begin to view yourself. Things will change, and you need to clean out your closet. We have a lot of things that we've been holding on to, both literally and figuratively, that we need to let go of. Clean out your closet. Change your clothes up. You'll be amazed how better you feel. You will be amazed at the things that begin to happen when you decide that you are worthy, that you are worth more than just living an average or adequate or substantially mediocre life. You are so great. I don't know how to tell you anything else, but you're great. But I'd be blowing smoke up your ass if I told you that greatness is something that happens just by throwing your dreams into the microwave. You have to put in work, and it takes time. And time is a luxury, but we have to take full advantage of it. When's the last time you mapped out a list? When's the last time you did an action plan? When is the last time you decided that you were going to really take a shot at this thing? And it's okay if you come up short. That's all right. But you keep going. You keep moving. Now, if you sound like fingernails on the chalkboard and you're trying to pursue a career as a singer, you might want to look into auto-tune, but that doesn't mean you stop. I'm sick of people telling people to be realistic. There's nothing realistic about going into a room, hitting a button on a wall, and all the lights come on. I'm not an electrical engineer. I don't care how the lights work. I am just happy that when I flip that switch or push that button, those lights come on. How's not the concern? The concern is your ability to move in a deliberate direction in order to achieve your goals, and you can only do that if you know your worth. It is simply that. Knowing your worth. Know who you are. Know what you're capable of. And be smart enough to say, I don't know how to do this. And surround yourself with the people who can. I don't know everything, but I make it my mission to find the people who know the answers of the things that I need answered. Because no one gets there by themselves. It is on you to make it happen, but it's also on you to build your team. And I did a Supreme seminar talking about building your team, which you can get at TazDaddy.com. Trust me, it is life-changing. And I'm not saying that because it's mine, or I'm not saying that because I want you to buy it. I'm saying that because it's the truth, and it comes from a very honest place. I have failed a lot. I have lost a lot. And you know something? I'll give you an example of what I mean. When I say losing, doesn't necessarily mean that you've lost. There are more books written about Muhammad Ali than there are about Jesus Christ. That is not blasphemy. That is a statistical fact. But Muhammad Ali lost plenty of times. Joe Frazier knocked Muhammad Ali out. Ali has lost fights. Go look it up. But he's still regarded as the greatest of all time. It's not about being perfect. No one's going to be perfect. You're going to mess up. Just get it out of your system. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to fall short. I'm going to fail. But if at first you don't succeed, then you dust yourself off and try again. Shout to Aaliyah. Yes, I'm quoting Aaliyah in this bad boy because I'm fired up. You have got to get past the fear of failure, because you're using the fear of failure to really mask what you're really afraid of. And what you're really afraid of is success, because once you become successful, then you have to do it again. It's just like when the bill comes in the mail. Guess what? There are still mountains to climb. There are still territories to conquer. There are still expansions to be made. There is still growth that you have got to experience. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to make a conscious decision to move. Stop worrying about being perfect. Stop worrying about failing. And start worrying about why you're shortchanging yourself. Moreover, start worrying about why you're shortchanging the world from your gifts. Who are you to deny the world the greatness that you have in you? Who are you? You need to act like the conqueror you are. You need to act like you come from something that is greater than yourself, because you do. Listen, your energy is so important, and people pick up on your energy. So don't be afraid to radiate positive energy. Don't be afraid to come up short. Don't be afraid of success, because you know what comes with success? Awesomeness. The ability to enjoy the sun on your face. To be able to take care of your family, to be able to do the things that you only dreamed about when you were a kid. Why shouldn't you have fun? Why should you wake up every morning and say, oh man, I gotta go to work? Most people suffer from heart attacks on Monday mornings between 8 and 10 a.m. because they're going to a job that they don't like. And what happens is the heart tells you that it doesn't want to go, and it decides to attack you. That's what my man Les Brown says, and it's the truth. Stop giving your heart to things, to jobs, to people that don't appreciate you, that don't want you, that could really care less what happens to you. Here's another thing that happens that really ticks me off. When people get fired, they get fired that day, at that moment, at that time. Clean out your office, take one of them ugly brown boxes with a white label on it, and carry your crap out of your office and into your car in shame right now. But when we're ready to quit our jobs, when we're ready to leave and leap out on faith, what do? Oh, I've got to give them 2 weeks notice, otherwise they're not going to give me a good recommendation. And I'm not saying you need to sit up here and burn your bridges, but what I am saying to you is you need to understand that they don't give you 2 weeks to say, hey, you know what, in about 2 weeks we're probably going to let you go. They don't give you that time to prepare. So the time to act is now, meaning that you formulate your plan, that you get your ducks in a row, that you do what's necessary, and then you walk away from that slavery. That's right. A job is slavery. It is legal slavery. They pay you for your time, and they dictate to you what your time is worth. That's why they pay you by the hour. They pay you by the hour because that's how they measure worth. Worth is measured in time, not money. Anybody who tells you differently is an idiot. That's why they pay you for your time. That's why people say thank you for your time. Let me take some time out to show you this. Why do you think they take timeouts in football games? In basketball game, because time is what it comes down to. When you are winning the game, sometimes people want to run out the clock. No, that's a mistake. Don't run out the clock. Go hard or go home with your tail between your legs. Move in a positive direction, and you can only do that by knowing your worth. My name is Taz Daddy. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you check out all of the podcasts at TazDaddy.com and get my new book, Common Sense Ain't Common. It's a practical guide to getting the most out of life. And Harlem, December 10th, me, Harold S. Reed Jr., we are going to be at Human Bookstore signing our books. Harold's book is called Find a Way to Make a Way. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. My book, Common Sense Ain't Common, we will both have them there. We will be speaking. We will also be signing books and doing a Q&A. It's going to be a great event. If you need those details, you can go to the events page on TazDaddy.com. It is all there for you. I look forward to seeing you there. Until next time, peace.